From Storyflow.
This is your daily audio brief for July 2nd.
Theo here.
July 2nd, Tech Desk.
Five stories from the last 24 hours, here's where I'd start. Let's get into it.
First from KD Nuggets. Humanity's last exam is a distraction.
This article takes a gentle dive into the Ultimate Rise Systems Evaluation benchmark outlining why it was created, curating diverse opinions from groups of experts in the field about it, and wrapping up with a summary of the most widely accepted verdicts.
Next.
Second, from the Dakota Opener, I reportedly offers the Trump administration a 5% stake in the company Opener, as board is apparently drafting a deal that would hand a 5% equity slice to the Trump administration. Something you don't see every day in a tech company's playbook.
The idea isn't just a cash infusion, it's a structural tie that could give Washington a formal seat at the table where OpenAI charts its research and product roadmaps.
What's odd is that the terms are still fuzzy. There's no public word on whether the government would contribute funding, policy support, or something else entirely. The move suggests OpenAI wants a more permanent channel to influence, or at least stay aligned with federal AI strategy rather than the usual lobbying or advisory roles. If the stake goes through, it could reshape how the company navigates regulatory scrutiny, especially around safety standards and export controls.
It also raises questions about how much policy direction might flow back into the model development pipeline. All of this feels like a subtle but significant shift in the relationship between a leading AI lab and the political sphere, one that could set a precedent for how private AI firms embed themselves in national agendas.
Up next, third from the Dakota.
Google brings TikTok-style video shorts to Notebook LM.
Google has expanded Notebook LM to include video overviews in the short format commonly used on social media.
The article Google brings TikTok-style video shorts to Notebook LM appeared first on the Dakota.
And then, fourth from the Dakota.
AI agents can now complete 16% of freelance jobs at pro quality, up from 2.5% 8 months ago. The Remote Labor Index measures how often AI agents complete paid freelance projects at professional quality. In 8 months, the top automation rate has more than quadrupled. The article AI agents can now complete 16% of freelance jobs at pro quality, up from 2.5% 8 months ago, appeared first on the Dakota.
Next, fifth from the Dakota.
NVIDIA is bankrolling AI startups to loosen big tech's grip on its chip business. NVIDIA is increasingly acting like a central bank for AI startups actively shaping the compute market. The article NVIDIA is bankrolling AI startups to loosen big tech's grip on its chip business appeared first on the Dakota.
Up next,
sixth from Towards Data Science.
The untaught lessons of RAG question passing, structure before you search. Enterprise document, intelligence vol. 1 hash 6 to 6 positions on the question passing brick that contradict the mainstream RAG playbook. The post, the untaught lessons of RAG question passing, structure before you search, appeared first on Towards Data Science.
And then,
seventh from Bear Blog 2026 Bear Graduate Showcase. Congratulations to the Berkeley Artificial Intelligence Research Bear Lab Class of 2026. This year, Bear celebrates another remarkable group of PhD graduates whose curiosity, creativity, and perseverance have pushed the frontiers of artificial intelligence and machine learning. Their work spans the breadth of modern AI robotics and embodied intelligence, large language models and reasoning, computer vision, generative modeling, AI safety, human AI interaction, AI for science and healthcare, and much more. Along the way, they have published influential research, built systems with real-world impact, mentored their peers, and shaped the Bear community for the better. Now they are headed everywhere ideas travel, to faculty and postdoctoral positions, to industry research labs, and to startups of their own founding, and several are still exploring what comes next and would love to hear from you.
Please join us in celebrating the achievements of these wonderful graduates.
We are proud of everything they have accomplished at Berkeley, and we can't wait to see what they do next.
Thank you to our friends at the Stanford AI Lab for this idea.
Email redacted website, link in description, advisor S. Trevor Darrow research blurb. I work on building generalist vision and robotic models.
What's next? Member of technical staff at physical intelligence.
Email redacted website, link in description, advisor S. Dan Klein research blurb. My work aims to understand when and how the different LLM scaling paradigms can be traded off and interchanged. In particular, test time scaling treats each prompt independently, drawing long chains of inferences and then forgetting them entirely between prompts.
This differs critically from pre-training, which instead learns a compressed representation from a large dataset.
I believe bridging the gap between these methods of scaling computation presents a key open challenge in the field. How can we develop methods which turn the inferences drawn at test time back into learned representations that the model can hold onto across interactions?
Email redacted website, link in description, advisor S. Trevor Darrow research blurb. Accounting for data shifts in computer vision models, what's next? Building collaborative AI systems, looking for conspirators.
Email redacted website, link in description, advisor S. Dan Klein research blurb. I design language models to work reliably and fairly for the broad range of real LLM users. First, my research leverages disagreement among user preferences as signal in order to train and evaluate LLMs for entire populations of users.
Second, I work on designing rigorous evaluations to extricate challenging LLM harms that diverse users face.
Finally, I work on core technical failures of LLMs, like miscalibrated confidence, to reduce downstream risks when models are deployed to users with different needs.
Combined, These interventions facilitate building LLMs that minimize societal harms and maximize benefits to a wider range of real-world users.
What's next? Postdoctoral fellow at Princeton SIP email, email redacted website, link in description, advisor S. Trevor Darrow research blurb. My research is on interpreting and controlling generative models.
For example, I've worked on repurposing image generators for computer vision tasks and met modeling language activations for better LLM probing and steering.
What's next? Member of technical staff at OpenAI email, email redacted website, link in description, advisor S. Jayachandra Malik, email research blurb, dexterous manipulation and robot learning. What's next? Research scientist at Amazon faculty at University of Chicago email, email redacted webs.
It link in description, advisor S. Bjorn Hartman, research blurb, my research focuses on the effects of human AI co-design.
What's next? Research scientist in industry email, email redacted website, link in description, advisor S. Stuart Russell, Jaintao Gyro research blurb, my research centers on understanding and improving the reasoning capabilities of large language models, LLMs.
I study the boundaries of language interfaces as a medium for interacting with their AI, creating systems that blend language-focused interactions with structured user interfaces that draw on different levels of abstraction.
I focus on language-oriented technologies like LLMs and text-to-image models that are powerful mediators of design processes. Next. Eighth from TechCrunch AI.
Ashton Kutcher leaving Sound Ventures to launch new VC firm with Morgan Bella.
Sound Ventures was always about putting big bets on AI labs that seemed poised to dominate their fields. Kutcher's departure isn't just a career move, it's a shift in focus from the headline-making models to the plumbing that keeps them running things like compute hardware, data pipelines, and the energy systems that power the crunch. With Morgan Bella joining forces, the new fund is positioning itself as a backstop for the infrastructure layer, betting that the real value will emerge from the tools and platforms that let AI scale. They are looking at everything from chip design to low-carbon data centers, aiming to tighten the supply chain that fuels the next wave of intelligence applications. The idea is simple. If you can make the engines more efficient and reliable, the AI models built on top of them will get cheaper and faster, and the whole ecosystem benefits. It's a quieter, more technical angle, but one that could reshape where the money flows in the coming years.
Up next.
Ninth from the Decoder.
SpaceX shows investors a slimmer AI smartphone prototype powered by xAI technology.
SpaceX showed investors a prototype AI smartphone that's supposedly thinner than an iPhone and integrates xAI tech.
The device runs on a Qualcomm Snapdragon chip with its own operating system. Musk wants to build an everything app modeled after WeChat. The article SpaceX shows investors a slimmer AI smartphone prototype powered by xAI technology appeared first on the Decoder. That's it for today. Tomorrow morning, whatever the night brings.
Stay curious.